Hello. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Tisha's Tea Room, the place where conversations conquer cancer. I'm your host, Tisha, and I want to thank you all so much for listening in today. Joining me in the tea room today is my friend, the lovely Miss Anastasia Stevenson. I met this beauty last year in San Antonio, Texas, at a breast cancer conference, and we've been friends ever since. Anastasia is the director of project management of the operating effectiveness team within sales and account management optimization at Express Scripts in St. Louis, Missouri. She wears many hats that include board member of the Matthews Dickey Boys and Girls Club. She's an angel advocate for breast cancer organizations, the Pink Angels and Tiger Lily Foundation. And most importantly, she's a mom of a 9-year-old son and 5-year-old twin girls. Hey, girl. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Tisha. Thank you. I'm so happy to be here. How are you?
I am well. I'm so glad that you have taken the time to come to the tea room and chat with me today. Thank you again for coming on the show. So let's get right
Absolutely
into it.
Absolutely, privilege. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Okay, so let's start off with talking about your breast cancer journey. I know that you were diagnosed with early stage breast cancer in February of 2019. So tell us more about that.
Yeah, I found my one lump February the 6th. And after my biopsy and mammogram was confirmed, I actually had 3 cancerous masses in my left breast and 1 benign mass in my right. Scariest day of my life. I can absolutely say that. But, you know, I've gone through chemo. I've had a double mastectomy with reconstruction. We had 28 rounds of radiation, and God is good because I'm here. I am here.
Absolutely. And I know as a mom and a wife, how did you, when you got diagnosed, how did you tell your family and how did they react?
Yeah. Well, I think I told my husband first. He was there when I found out everything, and he was solid. He was all about, you know, we got this. You know, we decided to tell my mom following that because I knew she would be on the journey with us as well. But then when we told CJ, he took it the hardest. He was worried about all of the things that kids worry about. Is mommy going to be okay? How are we going to do it? You know, what do I need to do? Did we do something wrong? So we had to answer all those questions for him and just, you know, just encourage him that mommy was going to be fine and we were going to fight and we want to do what we need to do. The girls were still very young. We didn't tell them very much. They just knew that, you know, mommy would probably be sick occasionally. And she would have some boo-boos eventually. And that's kind of how we took the journey. Yeah.
Right. Now with your son, because I know you just said that your twin girls, they were too young for them to actually to really understand what was going on. But like with your son, just I can only imagine how he felt that were going through his head, you know, like you saying, is mommy going to be okay? Is it going to be all right? Did you have to put him into like therapy or use any outside resources to help him to manage?
We did not do therapy with CJ, but he was very much, we kept the lines of communication very much open. He was always a part of everything. So when he knew when I was having chemo, he knew what the reaction would be. We did everything that we could to communicate to him and allow him to outlet to us. He had days where he was frustrated and he didn't want to talk to us, so he would talk to my mom and she would be that ear for him, and you know, we would kind of lift him up together, you know. And he also talked to his dad a lot. Corey was very instrumental in making sure that CJ had everything that he needed, so we didn't use external resources. Looking back, I probably should have done something like that, but I think he's done very well. He's a resilient little boy.
Well, just the fact that you all kept that communication open with him, and you also made him a part of your journey, and you let him know, you kept him in the loop of everything. So I think that that in itself also helped him to go through the journey as you were going through it. So that's an awesome thing to do. And
I'm so glad that
he was able to accept that more than if you didn't say anything, you know, and shelter that from him. Because kids pick up on everything.
Absolutely.
And just think, just going back to, you know, with my journey, although I didn't have kids, I teach kindergarten, and I waited to the very last minute to my kids knew when something was, when Ms. Vola wasn't
something was going on,
was going on. They sensed that. So the fact, again, that you kept that line of communication open with him and you made him a part of that journey, I think that is awesome. How did your family?
I mean, he was literally a part of the journey, though. Like he, he was
awesome.
Literally a part of the journey.
And how did your how did your family and friends, how did they rally around you to help you to get through to where you are right now?
I would be nothing without my support system. Like they have been absolutely amazing. I have a group of women around me that, you know, when I couldn't encourage myself, they encouraged me. When I couldn't pray for myself, they prayed for me. Like it's been amazing, amazing, amazing. They say you find out who your people are when you go through your roughest time. And I have some amazing, amazing women and family members that have conquered this with me.
Absolutely. That is absolutely wonderful. Nothing like a support system, a good support system, a strong support system to help you get through those times. And when you're going through those tough times, that's when you know who really is in your corner and who is just there just to be there. And
yes, ma'am.
I'm so glad that, and I'm so glad that you had that strong support system to get you through, to get you where you are today. So with that being said, what advice would you give to mothers that are out that are listening, and especially African American mothers, Black mothers, that are going through this, that are wives, that are mothers with children? What advice would you give them that are going through breast cancer and to help them?
Yeah, keep the lines of communication open to everybody. You know, I think the worst part that the worst thing that you could do to yourself is isolate yourself during this process. No matter how hard it gets, talk to someone, even if you just have one someone that you talk to or go to doctor's appointments with you to help you understand what's going on and keep track of your medicine. You know, all of that, it matters. Do not do this journey by yourself. And if you don't have someone, I'm here. I'm here. I'm happy to be that person to support you, to pull you through, to encourage you when you don't have or you don't feel like you can, because you can and you will. You absolutely will.
Absolutely, absolutely. Great advice. Great advice for any woman or man that is going through breast cancer, because we know that breast cancer not only affects women, but it also affects men as well. So definitely keeping that line of communication open, and as well as gaining or getting that support system to help you through. So that, that just goes right into my next question, your advocacy work. Because being a fellow angel advocate, and tell us just about, and I know that you do a lot of work in your community in St. Louis. So tell us about what things are you doing and that you're a part of that helps to bring that awareness to your community.
Yeah, so you mentioned, too, I'm on the board at Matthews Dickey's Boys and Girls Club here in St. Louis, so I spend a lot of time there. And in that time, I also mentor young women. And in that time, we talk about all of the things, right, whether it's, you know, mental health or breast health or just health in general, taking care of yourselves and doing things like that. And then with the Pink Angels Foundation, working with Chantel, who's amazing, the founder and CEO of that organization, and doing awareness projects and opportunities. We're doing Sister Strut next week. Super excited about that. And just working with all of our survivors to support and encourage and uplift.
Nice. Okay. And also, tell us about which is something I just kind of thought of. Now that, you know, Breast Cancer Awareness Month is coming up next month, and you just mentioned those great opportunities, great events, that you guys are going to be doing next month to spread that awareness. You wear many hats, and it's like you are doing it up. How do you take care of yourself mentally? How does Anastasia relax, rejuvenate, release? What do you do to take care of Anastasia?
I'm still learning how to do that. I am still trying to figure that out.
You know, I think we all are.
But what I have implemented, though, Tisha, honestly, I love float spas, right? So just go and float for maybe 30, 45 minutes or so. I've implemented yoga and meditation, and that's been good as well. And then I pray a lot. That prayer time is first thing in the morning. It's amazing, and it's what keeps me grounded, too. So, that's self-care. That's good self-care.
That's good self-care right there. Absolutely. Nothing like a good strong prayer life, and
that's it.
Again, it's just so important that, you know, you take time to just do something, even if it's just 15, 20 minutes a day. Just go for a walk, just do yoga for 30 minutes, or just
that's
go
it.
Sit in the tub. So I love to do. I just love to go and sit in the tub and just soak. That's my
about that life too, Tisha. Yes.
I'm all about that life. Every day I'm in the tub. That I love it. And that's just a great way
for
me to just again release, just recharge.
Yeah.
Because we go through so much, and we go through so much with our bodies, because with the breast cancer, and then not only that, but then having to deal with day-to-day life on top of that.
Right.
It takes so much out of you, only physically, but it takes so much out of you mentally, too. And we have to make sure that we take care of our bodies as well as
that
our mental
health. That is so, so true, especially
because
with everything that is right now. Yeah, with the pandemic and, you know, these kids virtual, and I don't know how you teach in school and doing, like, you guys are amazing. That, let me just give you your shout-out love, because kindergarten, oh, my gosh. And these teachers that are going above and beyond to make sure that these babies are getting what they need. I admire you so much. Your strength is amazing. Yeah.
So when I tell you that prayer life is something, that I pray, and I'm like you, when I get up in the morning, I pray, God, give me strength to get through this another day. Oh, yeah, that prayer life is something else. So now that you have gotten over, you're currently in remission, correct?
In remission, that's right, yes.
So happy about that. How was your for a little bit about your medical, your team of doctors.
I have an amazing team of doctors. Absolutely amazing. I cannot say enough about how present they were. That was important to me when obtaining care for the whole cancer journey. My breast surgeon, Dr. Allison Bond, she's been amazing. My oncologist, Dr. Salem, has been amazing. My plastic surgeon, Dr. Mills, everybody has just been so together. And what I could appreciate most about my journey is they spoke to one another. So no one was out of the loop. Everyone knew what the plan was. Everyone was on board with how we would take care of things and move forward. And even now, post everything, you know, my last surgery was January for my final reconstruction.
Okay.
But, I'm still, you know, in the process. Of course, I just had my 6-month period with my radiologist, and I don't have to see him now for another year, which is amazing. I see my oncologist, Dr. Salem, next week, and we're going to talk about getting a hysterectomy. So that's what's next. So even though the cancer is gone, I am still doing things to proactively prevent any recurrence. So that's on the agenda next, and it'll happen in November. And while I'm not excited about having the surgery, I know that God will take care of me and all is well, and I'm totally healed. So,
yeah. That is awesome, and I know that there's a lot of talk now about how important it is for you to be an active member of your medical team and how important
yes.
for that those team of doctors to actually listen to you.
Absolutely.
As a patient.
Absolutely.
So what advice would you give those out there that are looking for that medical professional
this is your journey. This is your life. You go hard with them as much as you would want them to go hard with you. Like when I say go
Absolutely.
Hard, I mean ask the questions. Interview them the way that you would interview a candidate for a job. Like this is not something to play with. And if they cannot appreciate where you are in life, which my doctors were very understanding that I had small kids. So even when I got discouraged, you know, my oncologist was like, we got to fight for them. She made it very, it was personal. It became a very personal relationship. And because you're on this journey for so long, it takes a full year or more, you know, depending on where your journey is and what stage you are and all the kind of things that you have to go through and what your care is. But you are very much in control of what your care should be. You ask the questions, you dig into the medicine, you push back if you feel like that's what's necessary. Like, I can't say it enough. This is your journey. It's your journey, not theirs. Don't let them dictate what your outcome should be.
You are absolutely correct. And also to know that it is perfectly okay if you have to fire that oncologist or if you have to
yes.
fire that breast
yes.
nurse because if they're not listening to you. You find that team of doctors that are going to listen to you, that have compassion.
That is, right.
That is
yes.
your best interest at heart. And just like you said, interview them like you are interviewing somebody for a job.
Yes.
And if they're
yes.
not meeting your needs, on to the next one. Absolutely.
That's correct.
Absolutely.
In that order.
So, In that order. Now, I hear you are working on a book, Miss Lady.
Yes.
I am so
I'm excited.
I am so excited to hear about this. Okay, you share some things
yes.
about this project. Tell us about it.
Absolutely. The Evolution of Me from Trial to Triumph Through Breast Cancer is the name of my book, and it chronicles the beginning to the end, or where we are currently. There may be a follow-up after this one, but I'm excited because it talks about marriage, it talks about kids, it talks about relationships, it talks about sisterhood. You know, it kind of digs into all of those emotional aspects of the cancer journey. And then, Tisha, I haven't told you that we are working on a book from CJ as well. So Mommy Has Cancer will be another book that we'll be publishing this year from CJ's perspective and what he learned. What you learned. So, we have to do something with the pain, turn it into a purpose. Absolutely.
How wonderful is that? That not only you are working on something for, you know, the adult CJ on a kids level.
Yeah.
Because we need more literature and more books out there for kids that whose parents or who someone that they love are going through
absolutely.
Cancer. So,
absolutely.
It is wonderful. Oh, we cannot wait until those books come out.
Super excited.
I'm going to need an autographed copy of both of them. So tell me that you get an autographed signature. Ready? Oh, wow. That is awesome. And, yes, such important topics dealing with breast cancer. You know, not just with dealing with the disease, but so many other aspects that breast cancer affects. Like you said, relationships, family. Dating, work, all of those things, you know, goes hand in hand when someone is battling breast cancer. So it's just, again, not just the disease itself, but how do we maneuver and get through everyday life with this breast cancer. So I cannot wait. That comes out because that is going to be such a great resource for everybody, no matter what stage of breast cancer that you're in, whether you are a current patient, whether you are a survivor, that is going to definitely come in handy. So I am so excited about that. I can't wait for that to come out. And how can we, because we're getting towards the end of our chat, but I want everyone to know how can they follow you and find you on social media?
Yeah, on Facebook, I'm at Anastasia Stevenson, and then on Twitter, I am at @TheEvolution_me. Yeah.
Okay, everyone that is listening, you have heard it. You know how to find Miss Anastasia on social media, so please, please find and follow her. She is definitely one that you do not want to have. You do want to have on your social media platforms because she is doing some amazing, amazing things in the breast cancer community, as well as in the greater St. Louis area. So I know they are your family, and everyone is so proud of you, just like I am so proud of you. I am so blessed.
Thank you, Tisha.
Have met you last year in San Antonio, and it just, like I said in our at the beginning, when we met, it just something just clicked with us, and we have been friends ever since.
Yeah,
and I'm just so glad.
The feeling is definitely mutual. Yeah,
I'm just so glad to have. I can call you my breastie. You will always be my breastie. But any last words before we close out? Any last words of advice that you want to give anyone that is going through breast cancer right now?
Yeah. So, stay hopeful. I think the best thing that you can do for yourself is to remain positive and upbeat, and that's easier said than done. But stay hopeful and keep pushing and persevering, and you will beat this. It will be what you need it to be. For me, it was evolution. For me, it was a push. For me, it was a reality check. For you, it could be love. It could be, amazement and wonder of who God is, but keep pushing, keep going. And, Tisha, thank you. Thank you for having me. Thank you for opening this door for me. I appreciate you. Thank you for allowing me on your platform. I appreciate you so much.
You are so welcome. And everyone that is listening, you have heard it. I could not have any better. What wise words coming from a wise and strong woman, a great friend. Anastasia, this has been a great conversation. And again, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for coming by the tea room today. And also, I want to thank everyone that took the time out today to come up to listen to this great chat. I hope that you were blessed by this chat as I have. So with that being said, I want everyone to join me next month as we celebrate and recognize Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Until then, I am your host and your favorite breast cancer survivor, Tisha, signing off, wishing everyone to be safe and to stay well. Thank you again, Anastasia. Be safe and love you, girl.
Thank you. Love you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.